Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we head down to the Yankees clubhouse. Joining us from the clubhouse is the winning pitcher in Game 1, and that's James Paxton. He picked up his eighth win of the season. Pax, it's Sweeney and Murdy up in the booth. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for a couple of minutes here after, I guess it wasn't as hot as it has been, but that's a long day's work for you, throwing 107 pitches. How'd you feel about that one today? Six innings, three runs, couple of solo homers.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I threw the ball pretty well. Missed on a couple of pitches, and they capitalized on that. But I thought Gary did a great job behind the dish, calling the game and mixing it real well. I think overall it was a good game for me and a good win for the team.
Mancini hit the 0-2 fastball and kind of tomahawked that one out to right field. There were a couple other 0-2 pitches, breaking balls, where Santander hit one, and the Nunez sack fly, also with two strikes, looked like it probably stayed up a little bit more than what you wanted. How frustrating were some of those two-strike pitches today?
Yeah, I was definitely frustrated with those. You know, I was trying to get those curveballs in the dirt and just didn't quite get them there. The fastball up to Mancini was the exact pitch I wanted to throw. He just took an impressive swing at it and put it out of the park. But, you know, that's what I was trying to do right there.
You're still getting a lot of swings and misses, James. You had seven strikeouts here, and it's been, you know, pretty consistent. Your strikeouts have been pretty consistent to years past. Some of the walks and homers are up. How would you assess the year so far with you? Your fastball is still clocking high 90s. I know you've worked on, you know, tinkering a little bit, adding some changeups in here. How would you assess your season start to, not finish, but to midpoint so far?
You know, I've had some rough times for sure. You know, haven't been quite as consistent as I'd like to be. I feel like I'm throwing the ball better now, though. I feel like I'm in a good spot and feel good about things moving forward.
You've had some really dominant stretches within a ball game, some dominant innings here and there, but the, say, back-to-back starts or the maybe three out of four type of starts that you had maybe last year. That's what's kind of been missing. Is there, you know, Aaron Boone continues to say you're so close, you're very close. Do you feel that you are?
Yeah, especially lately. You know, the last few, I feel like I've thrown the ball really well, and my approach I feel really good about. So that's positive for sure.
I mentioned the swings and misses, all seven strikeouts today, swinging third strikes, and a lot of the strikeouts so far. You had an issue earlier in the year where you talked about tipping pitches. The swings and misses tell me that, you know, they're not getting everything, but occasionally they're getting, as you say, maybe some mistakes, things like that. Are you confident that you're over some of the earlier problems you had tipping pitches?
Yeah. I don't think that was a long-term issue. That was just one game when I was showing my curveball when there was runners on second base. But we remedied that pretty quick, and I don't think that's going to be an issue going forward. So I don't think that's a thing at all anymore.
We're talking to James Paxton, winning pitcher today, six innings, three runs. Eighth victory in the Yankees, 8-5 victory over the Orioles. What are some of the things, Pax, this is your first year working with Larry Rothschild. As the season's progressed, what are some of the specific things that he's had you dealing with and trying to improve during the course of the season?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, for me, it's just execution. We've really worked a lot on my changeup in bullpens and stuff, and now we're kind of incorporating that into games. I think that could be a very helpful pitch for me. Got me some outs today that were really big. Got the double play on a changeup, so that was really good for me. But he's been great working with me and stuff, and starting to feel more comfortable out there for sure.
Double play on Hanser Alberto in the fifth inning. You know, you and I talked about the changeup, I think, in spring training, and you were starting to work on it there. What's been the development of that pitch, and why is it now starting to be something that you're trying to work in more?
I just feel like I needed something soft, going away from a a right-handed hitter, you know, because all my breaking balls go towards a right-handed hitter. So to have something that's kind of soft and fading away from them just adds a new look, and it's a different pitch that they have to think about. So I think that could be a very helpful pitch for me moving forward.
How's the feel of that developed for you?
I think the big thing for me is just throwing it as hard as I can. You know, when I try to throw the pitch, I kind of pronate too much and it runs outside, high and outside. But if I just stay through it and throw it hard, it does what I want to do.
James, after a couple of years in Seattle, what's it like being in this room right now where the Yankees are, you know, almost 40 games over .500, comfortable lead in the East? You see pretty much every day a couple of home runs off of, from your team. What's it like right now watching that group?
It's great. You know, we're playing good baseball. This is a great team. We feel really good about our team, and we come to play every day. You know, these guys are ready to go, and it's one day at a time and trying to win every day.
Can you describe for fans what that daily confidence is like? I mean, you know, I've tried to talk to people about how you guys approach, you guys preach an approach where you come in with the same attitude every day, win or lose, no matter how the game goes the day before. But what's it like in the room in the, you know, hour or two leading up to the game as you know, each day?
You know, guys are focused. You know, at the same time, they're loose, having fun, you know, ready to play baseball. We're confident. You know, just having a good time playing the game hard. You know, that's what these guys are about. And we come every day ready to win a ball game.
Do you find yourself kind of looking around the room to seeing who's new? Because every day it seems like with the injury problem the Yankees have had, you've had to rely on a lot of different people.
Yeah, we've had a lot of injuries this year. And, you know, the guys that have come up have done fantastic. You know, we've even found some great players, some guys that are going to stick, you know. And, you know, your Gio Urshela's started the year in AAA. And, you know, you look at what he's doing. Mike Tauchman's been unreal for us. A lot of these guys have really done well. And it's a fun team to be on, you know. These guys are doing a great job.
We're talking to James Paxton, winning pitcher in game one of the doubleheader. Yeah, I want to ask you about those guys. I mean, listen, you face this Yankee team. And if I told you, I mean, you faced the Yankee team that had Giancarlo Stanton and Miguel Andujar. And if I told you, all right, you're pitching against the Yankees, you won't have to face Stanton, you're going to face Mike Tauchman instead. You won't have to face Andujar, you're going to face Gio Urshela instead. If I told you that at the beginning of the year, what would you have thought as a pitcher trying to attack this lineup?
You would have been happy to not be facing those two guys you mentioned, you know, in the first part right there. You know, those guys are great players, and they've been out all year pretty much. You know, we had Stanton for a little bit, and he was great, and we're hoping to get him back, you know, because healthy, he's a big part of this team. But Gio and Tauchman have been fantastic fill-ins and have been playing really good baseball, you know. It's been fun to watch. I mean, Gio is absolutely on fire, and he's so good at third base. It's he's a big part of this team.
Yeah, the defense is a big part of it too. You know, infield defense was not a strength of this team last year. It seems to have become one again. Urshela at third, DJ LeMahieu anywhere you play him, Torres, Didi, a lot of confidence in that infield group.
Absolutely. You know, when the ball's on the ground, you know those guys are going to get it if it's even possible to get to. I mean, some of the plays these guys have made are unreal, you know. And even in the outfield, our outfield's really good too. I mean, I know Hicks is out right now, but, you know, Tauchman made that catch in Baltimore last week, and that was amazing. I mean, that was a heck of a catch. And, you know, you got Guardy out there. Maybe we have a lot of athletes on this team, and guys playing really well on the defensive side of the ball.
As you try to get healthier, two guys that you kind of waited for a long time and are starting to take those steps, both Luis Severino and Dellin Betances were throwing off a mound today. So they're starting to take the step that they didn't get to previously in their rehabs, and you can kind of start to maybe map out getting them back. I know you haven't gotten an opportunity to pitch with these guys yet, but you've seen them. What do you think of the possibility of adding these guys, say, over the final few weeks of the season at least?
Man, that'd be huge. You know, I talked to Seve today, actually, before the game, just asked him how his bullpen went, and he gave me the thumbs up, said it felt great. And, you know, I've been talking to Dellen as well, and, you know, I've seen what those guys can do. And they're both all-star caliber players. And to get those guys back for the end of September and our postseason run will be big.
At the as you move forward for that postseason run, I know home field against throughout the playoffs is something you guys are going to be shooting for. Aaron Boone has talked about that. You're currently half a game in front of Houston. You face those guys a lot in the West. You know what they're like in that building, and you've seen what they can do this year. How important do you think it would be if you were fortunate enough to get to a seven-game series to be able to get four games here instead of there?
I think it'd be huge. You know, we play really good at home, and so do they. You know, so that's definitely a big thing, and we're going to keep on taking it one day at a time and trying to win every day and put ourselves in the best position possible.
And Chad Green starting game two. You've seen the opener quite a bit here. How do you feel it's worked out here as you've seen this strategy employed quite a bit over the course of the season?
I think this worked really well. I think Chad's done a fantastic job being our opener. You know, he's got great stuff, and just starting the game out of the gates, you know, a couple shutdown innings if he does one or two, you know, it's worked out really well for us.
Pax, congratulations on the win today. Good luck next time out, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes today.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Enjoy game two. Watching James Paxton, the starting pitcher. He's the only one who's not on board for game two. Everybody else ready to go as the Yankees get set for the second game of the day-night doubleheader. They had four homers in game one and beat the Orioles by the final of 8-5. Paxton with six innings, a three-run ball, gave up a couple of solo homers, and the Yankees with win number 78 on the season. Nine games in front of Tampa Bay in the AL East. The Rays later tonight in San Diego, and the Yankees, of course, here against the Orioles. They can push that to 10 games by the end of the night. We're coming back with more, and we'll get your phone calls too. 877-337-6666. Sweeney Murdy, Yankees, getting ready for game two of this doubleheader at Yankee Stadium.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.